And 6:06, it is clear and 58 degrees in Tulsa. We are expecting a high today of 85. Good morning. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News. We start off this morning down at the state capitol, where the Oklahoma Senate has settled on a tax reduction plan. Senate President Pro Tem Brian Bingaman made the announcement yesterday at the capitol.
Over the next 2 years, provide tax relief going from the current 5.25% down to 5.0% next year, and then to 4.75% in 14.
It would be paid for with a series of cuts in other areas. The House, however, has not released its plans, and the Democrats are skeptical of any tax cuts. Well, if you have a concealed weapons permit in Oklahoma, you will soon be able to wear your gun out in plain sight. Governor Fallon yesterday signed the open carry law. It becomes effective on November 1st. American Airlines workers say no to the company's contract offer. Turning down what was called the last best offer is a concern, according to Rick Mullings with the Transport Workers Union in Tulsa. But he says the legal wrangling is not over.
Of course, just because this is voted down, that doesn't mean that it's quite over, because this has still got to go in front of the bankruptcy judge, and he's got to make a decision as to whether to abrogate our contract or not.
If the judge does invalidate the contract, Mullings says it'll be the first time in 65 years maintenance workers with American are without a contract. Well, coming up later today, the Broken Arrow Casino spat heads to federal court. Judge Gregory Fazell will hear about efforts to stop a tribal casino in South Broken Arrow and whether the Kalegi tribal town has the right to operate the casino that is now under construction. In education this morning, we have two reports for you. In a time of cutbacks and teacher layoffs, the Jinx School District gets a gift of more than $1 million.
The money comes from a private fundraising effort spearheaded by parents of Jinx school children. The idea is to use the money to reduce class sizes for kindergarten through sixth grade. Danny Christner is one of those heading up the donor effort.
These funds are to be used only for new teachers to lower the ratio of student to teachers at Jinx District.
The Jinx Public School Foundation will serve as manager of the fundraising campaign. The hope is the effort will be a catalyst to raise more private dollars to bolster public schools. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
Meanwhile, the Henry Zero for Arts and Education School is open for business.
The students of Zero Elementary are some of the first to enjoy the new space, operated by TU, funded by the George Kaiser Family Foundation, and named in honor of Henry Zero. Fourth grader Chloe Jones shows me student art that lines the halls on the second floor.
It makes me feel good inside that to know that kids actually made part of this museum to decorate it.
This summer, the center will host art classes for elementary and high school students. Katherine Roberts, KWGS News.
A major overhaul of the Oklahoma Department of Human Services is being proposed. Among the changes would be abolishing the current Commission for Human Services that has overseen that agency for more than 70 years. Tulsa Commissioner Stephen Dow understands the desire for change.
It really is the result of mounting years of frustrations with the Department of Human Services.
Dow had praise for the legislative group that has been studying the DHS and calls its report a thoughtful conclusion. A follow-up on the Latina woman shot by Tulsa police last month outside a Hispanic supermarket. The district attorney's office has ruled that shooting did not violate Oklahoma law. Our weather forecast, sunny and warm today with a high of 85. Clear, mild tonight, 59 for a low. Tomorrow, more sunshine, slightly warmer and a high of 87. National Weather Service radar is all clear this morning. Now at 6:10, it is clear and 58. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.